All right, hey Kurt, you think we get some cotton candy?
Yeah, dude. How about some deep fried cotton candy? Cause like we're at a fair right now.
Yeah, it's pretty fucking. It smells like shit. Actually, it smells terrible here.
I think
everyone's sweaty.
Yeah, everyone's. Well, we're in Florida. Everyone sweats regardless, you know.
True. Yeah.
Yeah, it's fucking awful.
And those
awful.
Rides look very dangerous.
You
I
know.
Go on them.
Yeah, me too. Later on, we should go on that one ride that goes in a big circle, and you know that spins you around
the Ferris wheel.
No, the Gravitron.
Oh yeah, I see one that like there's one here that goes under the earth, like
really?
It tunnels into the earth.
Like full on.
Yeah, and there's another one here that literally it's. Oh wait, that's just a. Yeah, no, that's just a bulldozer.
I thought
that was a ride.
Oh, okay. All right, well...
I saw a bunch of kids knocking down buildings over there. I thought it was a... Never mind.
So Gabe, we'll get some food later, but we got to talk about our campaign trail. I know we're starting here in Sarasota, Florida. I mean, you know, we got to keep it local with the Florida and stuff. But...
Yeah.
What am I supposed to be doing? You kind of said something about we'll start our campaign trail, and I was like, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, so I'm thinking we haven't actually announced which party you were running for previously because we didn't know what party you were going to run for, and we'll announce it later in the episode.
Yeah.
But we're going to have a debate. It turns out there's only one other member of that party currently alive, so we're going to have a debate later in the podcast.
Okay.
And
at a fair?
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be at the Florida, at the Sarasota Annual Ringlings Fair.
Yeah, okay.
Not the official Ringlings Fair.
Oh, so the knockoff Ringling Brothers. Okay, so they're bastard cousins.
Yeah, they don't have elephants. They have a bunch of pigeons.
They have a bunch of pigeons and people in chains and stuff like that. Yeah, that sounds
fun.
Yeah,
like people.
It sounds real
they
fun.
They whip the people all the same, but... At least they're not whipping animals, right?
Yeah, you know, hey, I am not for animal abuse. Should I write that in the speech?
They have, like, a four-foot woman.
She has four
and
feet.
And a guy with a beard.
You know, slightly abnormal things. All right, Gabe, I'm actually kind of nervous for this debate. Can we go to this porta-potty real quick?
Dude, I actually I got some beers. If you want to just sit down and chill for a bit before we go into the debate.
Yeah, I brought my mic with me.
Yeah. Oh, really, dude? Awesome. Yeah. Let me just crack this open.
Yeah. Cool. I think this is a perfect space to record a podcast inside of a porta potty.
Dude, let me play that intro music.
I mean, I find it a little cringe.
Oh my god! Ah, shit. Okay, let me play that intro music.
Sauce. We are like this porta potty. We smell bad. Yeah.
Oh god. That was probably one of the worst ones. And that is true. What the fuck are you doing in here, Colette?
Look, I try to get away from people. I have like social anxiety. I just wanted to be private.
Oh,
and now I'm here in a single porta potty cell with three people.
Why did you wait so long to announce that you were in here?
It seemed like it was important. I don't know. I didn't want to interrupt.
What are you doing? I don't see anything
Go
wrong
ahead.
With this.
Dude, okay, you know what? What are you doing in Sarasota in this fucking carnival fair, Ringling Brothers, something?
I mean, I work with the circus now. I can't answer why I'm in Sarasota, though.
Oh, what do you do for the circus? Oh, God.
It's like the Secret Service, but like the circus service.
It's the Secret Circus.
She like, no, but you didn't see. Like, she like lifted up like part of her shirt and showed me the gun in her belt.
Oh damn, dude! You strap, foo!
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
oh god, are you like a serial killer here?
Jester's got a hit list, bitch.
Oh boy.
So, do you want to join us for a podcast right now?
I mean, sure. I guess.
I mean,
yeah. Could you like put the gun like? Just,
yeah, it's yeah. Whatever.
Just put it away.
You know what they say about guns? They're an extension of your penis.
Mine's a fat one, then.
Yeah, that's like a that's a big ass. Jesus Christ, how big is that revolver?
Yeah, that's huge.
You just
that's
keep really on pulling it. Like, she put it in the holster and just kept
she's
on
like
going.
She's like pulling
in.
It out of her. She's right now. She's pulling it out of her waist, and it's taking forever. And it's come out.
It's like a joke gun. Do you have to hold it?
It's like the Joker from Batman '89.
What about him?
Oh no.
Oh God.
So hey guys, this is a podcast. I'm Kurt DeHurt, your presidential host.
Hey, I'm Gabe. I'm his campaign manager.
Oh, I'm Colette. I'm in the restroom.
Yeah.
Well, we're so, all...
Well, we haven't seen you since...
like 2 episodes
what,
ago?
Since Kurt was... That was when you announced that you were running for president, I think.
Yeah, she was there for that.
I'm a big fan.
Yeah. You know, I have a...
Yeah, you had this guy taking a shit in your car. How did that work out?
I'd rather not discuss it. He's been taken care of.
Oh.
Through the carny business.
With the...
The carny business.
Okay. You still have... Okay, you just pulled the gun out of your waist
finally.
Yeah,
it's finally
wow,
detached.
That was... Oh, God. Oh, man. And then... Dan's not here, mysteriously.
Yeah,
every time
our vice president needed to be here, but, like, it's kind of weird not having him here, because he's my support for this thing.
I don't think he'd fit in the porta-potty anyway, so I'm pretty grateful he's here.
Is that a fat joke? I don't think Dan's going to like that. He'll fight you.
I would consider it more like a joke, kind of like the size of the Pringles cans, where you can't fit your hand in. We can't fit 4 people in this Pringles can. Stinky, nasty Pringles can.
Well, Dan's he's doing his thing. Last I heard he was, because we knew that he was fighting with his wife and all that, and they were going to get divorced. He's actually going through conversion therapy right now.
They're converting.
He's becoming gay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
He's
welcome to Pride
well,
Month, bitch.
It turns out
like,
his wife only likes gay guys.
Yeah.
Interesting.
She's only sexually attracted.
She must have a really hard time.
Yeah. She's only sexually attracted to gay men. And it's
yeah, I got lucky. My last relationship ended up being with a gay guy, but it's fine.
Really? Mm. Oh God.
No, I know how that is. The good old beard you wear. Cheers to that. So on this show, we do things like drink beer and pop culture news and presidential stuff and guests and yada yada.
We do a lot on this podcast.
Yeah, we do a lot. I think we overextended ourselves when we created this in an art museum together.
Good thing we're making a shit ton of money off of it.
Oh yeah, dude, we're
shit ton. Yeah. We're in a fucking porta potty.
Listen,
oh god,
more folks. There's going to be a lot more of that where this came from.
A lot more shit.
Yeah, because, you know, we're in a porta potty. Oh, we'll explain it every
time. What do we do? Okay, so we drink beer on this podcast and. Today, Colette, would you like to introduce the beer?
This is Sierra Nevada's Summerfest Crisp Lager.
Lager.
My bad.
I guess I'm assuming you're not a beer girl.
I only just turned 21 a couple months ago.
So Colette's not a beer girl.
Okay. So,
nah, I hit that vodka, though.
So this is actually like a summer beer that Sierra Nevada puts out every summer. It's kind of like Lina Google because it's special edition.
Why does it say it's Czech style?
Because the Czech... I don't know.
What does that mean? What is Czech style?
On the back, it says it's Czech style.
So there's something warm about a warm summer day that calls out for a cold glass of great beer, and this classic Czech style lager, whatever, is sure to fit the bill. I can't say it.
I think Czech style means that it's poor.
Oh, God. Wow.
They couldn't even afford to be a whole-ass nation.
Yeah, couldn't even afford a normal bottle. Look at this thing.
It's a chode.
It's a chode bottle. Hey, we have a segment on this show where we ask Dan and Gabe and myself if the poop or butt plug question. So if this...
We should come up with a name for this segment. Poop. That was the most over-convoluted explanation of what the segment is.
Poop or butt plug segment. So we ask each other. It's like for me and
you
could
just call it if it fits.
Yeah. In
oh,
out,
if it
know.
Fits, will it fit? There we go. So to rate this as a butt plug, I would say it'd be kind of, it's gonna be a challenge. It's just so
really.
I mean, yeah.
Okay, yeah. The bottle on the bottom, like where the most of the alcohol is, yeah, that'd be a problem.
Yeah.
But if you use that as just the grip and you take it only the top part as just a little tiny butt plug.
Oh, so you're holding the big part.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, so you don't stick the actual big part of the bottle in.
Not the whole thing, just this.
She's doing like the beginner level.
That's like girl push-ups. That's amateur shit. Hey, shit. We're in a porta
potty.
Speaking
of shit, so my part of this is
how would you like to poop
you
this
would
out?
Definitely tear your asshole open.
Would I? Well, okay, if it comes out, usually I say
circumference.
Yeah, that is pretty big. I would be bleeding for a while. Oh god. Yeah, that would hurt like hell.
I mean, at least women have a surgery for
yeah. Okay, so how about this? Open. How would it feel to either give birth to or shove inside the vagina? Since you're the only one here with a vagina.
I mean, those are pretty elastic. It would take a little bit of warming up, but I think I could do it.
I feel like a vagina can get anything out of there. You can get a whole baby out of there.
Yeah, sometimes.
It's
you
repulsive.
Know.
Sometimes.
Though, again, sometimes the baby will tear your vagina all the way through to your asshole, and they have to restitch that back together.
Imagine being a butt baby.
All right, so if you had
I bet Kurt's
imagine
a butt
being
baby.
The imagine being the baby that tore apart your parents' marriage.
Just like you tore apart your mom's asshole. gives tearing apart assholes a whole new meaning. How about this? Would you mind giving a C-section to this bottle?
I was a C-section baby myself.
Wait, would we be
I
the
really
one?
I really wouldn't want to do that because, firstly, it's cruel. Secondly, it leads to a lot of allergies throughout development. But then again, because of the bitter taste of this alcohol, I feel like it's an anti-vax baby, so it's not going to make it much longer.
Right, and honestly, I like C-sections because if you ever watch, when I'm bored and really drunk, I watch footage of, instead of watching the movie Aliens, I just go and watch, you know, C-section videos.
What?
What the fuck?
It's just as scary, instead of an alien.
No!
Oh god. Okay. So I mean, overall, I think
they
I don't
just
hate
take
it.
Your organs out and set them next to you, man. Oh my god, it's so much.
Oh man. All right, gator sauce.
Gator sauce.
So I personally, I don't hate it. I think it's fine.
It grew on me. The first sip was a little rough, but then beyond that, it's good.
Yeah, it is. It's pretty light. It's pretty refreshing, actually.
It's summery. Honestly, I like the carbonation to it. You can tell it's microbrewed or whatever.
Yeah.
What is a microbrew? Does that mean that they have really...
A microbrew? Yeah, really tiny brew. it's really tiny beers.
No. I was thinking that they had, like, short people making beer. You know? And the brewery's just extra small. It's like... It's Santa's workshop.
It's like Santa's workshop.
It's a microbrewery. What else do we do on this show? Besides...
Well,
shoot the shit, drink beer, and yeah.
Literally shooting the shit with BB guns because we've been.
Can you please put that gun away? Please. No,
it's gonna take
can
a
you
good
put it outside of the porta potty.
No, someone's gonna steal it. This is Florida.
Exactly.
Well, they'd steal
your
anyone could be able to carry that
so that it's a support beam holding up.
Yeah, I think if we removed it, the whole porta potty would just collapse on itself.
Kurt has begun to do a strip routine on the pole of my pistol.
Oh, God,
it makes it even sexier because of the smell in here.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
Honestly,
hey, so
Gabe here has his foot in the toilet bowl, but you know.
Yeah, I'm not looking forward to getting out of here.
He's gonna have blue and brown socks when he leaves.
Only 1 foot, too. This is a very shallow toilet.
Hey, you know, all right. Here's the situation. Imagine the porta potty without the shit, like it's just brand new blue water. How much would you have to be paid to drink the blue water? I drink
so much.
Well, for one, I think, don't they all connect? I'm pretty sure they all connect, like all the porta potties in a row. Like they use
what?
The same hole to
no, they
to
don't.
Go. Yeah, they do. If you go to a festival, it's just like one big hole that everyone just poops and shits.
Do you know how porta potties work?
Yes, man.
No, they're individually units.
Well, yeah, so I don't know, but the ones at the
there's a reservoir
usually,
at the bottom.
I am not crazy on this one. Trust me. If you go to a usually carnivals or festivals and you look at the porta potties in there, they're in a row.
Have you ever been in one of those like real bougie porta potties that's like a whole trailer?
No.
Oh, it's like, yeah.
Got AC and
sinks.
Have you ever been in a porta potty? Oh god, that's
yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
For what?
I don't remember.
Just someone. Maybe I'm imagining like, someone's like camping and they just brought an entire RV that's just a bathroom.
It was wonderful, actually.
Yeah, nothing else, just the bathroom. All right, how much would you have to be paid to drink the? It's clean. It's clean blue water.
How much?
Yeah.
How much are you offering?
$300. Not all of it. You just take a cup of it.
If you can, $300, and I get to be on Fear Factor.
Hmm. Okay. Deal. Colette?
They would need to fully fund my acting career.
Wow. And how much would that cost? $12?
So much. I want to be able to eat food and also try to be on cinema.
I would say I drink it for free because it looks like blue Gatorade, and I've always been like,
you know it's not blue Gatorade. Like, you know it.
I know the same thing about engine coolant, but that doesn't mean it doesn't taste great.
But it could be. Oh, God.
Have you ever tried Drano? That's a big one in my favorite movie.
Oh, yeah, dude. I do shots of Drano before I do shots of more Drano. All
right, I'm afraid that everything you're saying could be used against you on your political campaign.
Yeah, but that's...
So I'm going to have to go ahead and take us into an ad.
Okay. All right. That's fair. All right. We'll be
back.
All
right, guys. We'll be back in a bit with some pop culture shit.
Yeah. Get it, shit. We're in a porta potty. This ad is sponsored by Angus McFlagerton's campaign. He is our candidate for president, and he is running. Here is some words from our candidate.
Well, hello, America. My name is Angus McFlagerton, and I want to be your daddy. Now, as mayor of Affluenta, Florida, I made sure that every man, woman, child, and gator had unity in the law's eyes. And as president of the United States, I will take that a step further. In my 9-point plan, once I am elected as your president, I will make sure that peace will forever be an aspect of the American life. And that will start by requiring every adult to consume at least 18 sessions of ayahuasca under direct supervision of myself as well as my cabinet members. Now, in order to bind this agreement between man and gator, which I will explain to you later in this debate, I will be running with a gator as my vice president. Now, this is Falona, my gator. Thank you, Falona. Now, please vote for me as president of these United States, and I promise to bring man and gator together once and for all.
This ad was sponsored by yours truly, Mr. Angus McFlagerton. Vote for him in the Vape Nation Party. We're gonna beat those Democrat libtard fuck cucks this year. We promise you. That's right. Gator, we love America. Signing off. Bye. Catch a ride. Woo, guys, that was fun. I love roller coasters. It's like.
Oh shit.
Good thing we're back in the porta potty, you know.
Oh god, that was the worst roller coaster. That made no sense. I think it was broken.
I mean, it's probably put together by screws and shit, so.
I mean, I felt like I was gonna die, but then again, I like that. That turns me on.
It was literally just a car.
Yeah.
Just doing donuts in the parking lot. That was the worst.
Oh, yeah, and then when the crane grabbed it and lifted up in the air and started swinging the car around.
Yeah,
and then it...
Very redneck.
That was very red. I mean, it's Florida, so these are the voters you're appealing to, Kurt.
Yeah, and it technically wasn't even at the fair. It was, like, a mile outside. We had to walk a mile. We saw a sign.
Yeah, we had to literally. We got an Uber on the way back.
Yeah, yeah. It was past the never-ending parking lot.
Yeah, exactly.
And now we're back in this porta potty.
Yeah, dude, and it smells even worse.
Yeah, but maybe we can do like an alligator run next. You know, when you're like sprinting from the alligators.
Oh no. Yeah, alligator run, come on down, you know, type shit. I'm excited for that.
So you're just running away from an alligator.
Yeah, yeah, it would fit the show pretty well.
We could do. Okay. Oh god. So Kurt, do we have any pop culture news?
So Gabe, hey guys, this is Kurt here. This is a podcast.
Yeah.
And we do things like drink beer, talk shit, and review pop culture. This week in pop culture, we had something big come up.
E-motherfucking 3!
Okay!
How long can I hold it? Okay.
Video games!
Dude, gamer life. The only acceptable sport that you can play is gaming. I make that a fact. And gamers' rights. That's one thing, by the way, in my campaign.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Gamers' rights?
Gamers' rights. Gamers need more rights than gay people.
Yeah, should gamers have to pay taxes? We brought that up.
Do you believe in girl gamers?
Yes. Oh, only if they have a sexy voice. I'm looking
out. Gotcha. Only if you're a Twitch thought?
Every gamer girl has to show a certain amount of cleavage to qualify. Yeah, yes, for sure. And they have to have a Patreon.
But
that has to cosplay.
But that also goes for guys, too. Guys have to show a certain amount of cleavage while they're...
Cleavage and have a Patreon and cosplay.
Exactly. Exactly. It's a two-way street, and only a couple people are getting hit in the way. So that's good.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, and, like, all of them try to copy-strike PewDiePie, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, you guys ever hit children in your car? Oh, wait.
In your car or with your car?
No, in your car. You beat...
Oh, okay, yeah, all the time. I never hit him with the car, but, like, in the car.
That's cruel. If you can get the child in your car and then beat them in the car, that's what's fun.
Yeah, that's totally fine.
Okay, so E3...
That way your dash cam doesn't see it.
E3. So what... I guess I'll start. So E3, I'm super fucking hyped for Borderlands. More like I'm bored of these lands. Fuck America.
You can't say that. Oh. You really can't say that.
Wait, are we recording right now?
Yeah, we are. We've been recording. As soon as we got off that ride.
I meant I'm bored of these lands like Iran, i.e. we should bomb that place.
Oh,
there you go.
Okay, that's... Ooh,
that's solid political theory.
Yeah, there we go.
Do they have oil?
Do they have oil?
Yes.
Yes. Can we be racist to them? Yes. That's how it works, guys. That's
fully acceptable.
Fully acceptable. That's how America works. Amen. Drink a beer to that. Borderlands 3. I'm so hyped for this. I have like over 500 hours in Borderlands 2. That game is so much fucking fun.
Dude, you're so cool.
A gamer life. Oh! Our first gamer president. Yeah, but the new game like is like complete.
Oh,
I'm imagining that like that comes
our first gamer president.
That comes before first gay president.
No,
first
that's
gamer
terrible.
President. And he's gay.
No.
And a few
no.
years later. Yeah.
It's first gamer president spelled G-A-Y-M-E-R.
Yeah, I figured.
Yeah.
I figured.
Of course.
Okay, so Borderlands. Then we got Keanu's doing a
Keanu
cyberpunk.
Memes.
He's like, whoa, wake the fuck up.
You're breathtaking.
I am breathtaking.
You're breathtaking.
You're breathtaking.
No, I'm actually pretty... I've always been excited for Cyberpunk, and there was actually a decent amount of criticism lately about, or early on in Cyberpunk's development, people were like, oh, CD Projekt Red isn't going to, like, involve people of color. And look at that trailer.
And you got Keanu. Yeah, Keanu Reeves is a person of color.
Yeah, he's a person of beautiful color. Sexy.
An immortal
color,
person of beautiful color.
White.
Yeah, I mean, white is color, if you think about it.
It is, maybe.
So, Gabe, are you gonna play that game?
It looks interesting. I'm still looking forward to it. I haven't played The Witcher, but.
Oh, dude, you are missing.
It looks like a Bethesda game. That's what I'm seeing a lot of.
Yeah.
But I'm also, you know, they announced a new Avengers game.
Avengers
by,
game.
By Square Enix.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're gonna. It's we have no idea what the fuck kind of game it's gonna be, but apparently you can play as all the Avengers, and people have been talking shit a lot about their design.
Because it looks like different. A sad attempt.
It looks like the thing is, it's not supposed to take place in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, but I guess nobody got that. And either way, the designs are pretty bad.
Well, they didn't get that because they tried to, like, they made them look just like they're supposed to be.
It's
from
like that
the movie,
uncanny
but
valley.
They just didn't hire the actors to do the face work, which is just disappointing.
So they're like,
cheap.
It's set in our own universe that looks a lot like the MCU, but
like,
slightly
suspiciously
off.
Suspiciously like it, so you'll just be a little mad the whole time.
Well, we know from in the Spider-Verse that there's multiple different realities and shit, so they could do that if they want.
I don't think they're gonna. That would be a lot to do in one game. But people are saying it might take place in the same universe as Sony or as the PS4 Spider-Man game.
Oh, that'd be kind of cool.
Because
they also said though that it's supposed to come out in like a year.
Yeah, they said it's supposed to come out in May or March or something, but
for
that's
sure.
gonna get delayed.
We have one other thing of news too. So Batman, right?
Oh my god.
We talked. Colette, who's going to be Batman?
Oh my god, it's Robert Pattinson, ladies and gentlemen.
I had to let her say that. I'm obligated by law.
Is it Robert Pattinson or
Robert De Niro?
I heard he's officially changing his name to that.
I heard Rob Bat Pattinson once, or Robert Patton.
I think he's pretty excited to not be referred to as Edward anymore.
Twilight guy.
He hates it more than anyone else.
Yeah, so we have some interesting, like, it's kind of conjecture, but apparently Catwoman, they're trying to, Aubrey Plaza said she wants to do it.
Yeah, but they didn't say anything about her. She just people put their names in the ring all the time, mm-hmm. and that's usually the first way to get your name out of consideration is by throwing your name in the ring.
Well, no, that's how media's got a picture of it. Like,
usually studios are turned off to that kind of stuff.
That's what Robert Pattinson did.
But no, they had already rumored him a while ago, so they had already they were already considering him. But yeah, I don't think Aubrey Plaza would make a really good Catwoman.
I think Gal Gadot should be Catwoman.
Oh god,
why? Her thighs.
Why?
Why?
What's the Israel joke? What's the anti-Semitic joke you're gonna make this time?
Oh,
because
god.
Israel is like a cat and a woman.
That wasn't even good.
It's bad.
That wasn't even a joke. You just said Catwoman, but
it's a great show, isn't it? Don't you love it?
Oh god, Kurt! I think we need a few more beers before you can go up and bait on that stage.
I think we should go get some what are those funnel cake things?
And then, funnel cakes?
Yeah,
you just said funnel cakes.
You can just dip it in a pint.
Yeah, and dip it in a beer.
Funnel cake in a pint?
Yeah,
there you go.
You deep fry beer first.
Deep fry the beer.
Deep fry the beer.
You don't deep fry it in beer?
No. You deep fry the beer.
It's just a...
And then...
A bubble of fry, and then it's... you're on the inside.
Edible beer. Hey.
Edible beer. Yeah, there you go. Eating the beer without
the
skin.
They're making the alcoholic, drinkable marijuana, so why not edible beer?
I cannot wait for that.
There we go. All right, so we will be going to go get some funnel cakes. Hope you guys enjoyed the news. We'll be back.
Hey guys, so for this ad, we're actually proud to announce that Gator Sauce now has an official hot sauce. It's called a Gator Sauce Hot Sauce.
Hot Sauce, and that's HOUTSAUSE.
Yeah, so obviously, you know, if you listen to the first episode, you know that we are named Gator Sauce because of a hot sauce brand.
If you're a hardcore fan...
Which we're not affiliated with, so we decided to launch our own hot sauce, not hot sauce because that would be copyrighted.
Yeah.
Now, Kurt, what differentiates hot sauce from hot sauce?
Well, the thing is, it's your garlic content. For most hot sauces, you have about 8 to 12 hot garlic pepper ratio. This one's going to be a 12 to 12. Pretty good.
Yeah.
So and also, we put cocaine in it.
Yeah, that's mostly the main thing.
Yeah. I mean, I had to draw on our culinary fans first before I mentioned the cocaine. You know how it is.
Yeah.
Also, by the way,
we're not using the...
I just had some of the hot sauce right now, and dude, like, all I want to do is write a screenplay. I'm so excited right now. All I want to do is tell everyone how much I love them and how much I want to fight a fucking bear in a forest. Oh my god, this hot sauce is great. It's awesome. It's the greatest. It's the best. Gabe, what do you think? Can you talk a little bit? Gabe, can you speak some words? Because I feel like I'm talking way too fast right now.
Hey, Kurt, I don't
think... Yeah, what's up?
Well, that's the cocaine is not included in our regular batches, but if
it's in the special editions, yeah, I get it.
Yeah, there's a special edition coming out, but you can find most of them at Publix or your local grocery store.
Publix, more like Publix. You ever get a Publix sub and shove it up your ass?
Hey, are you okay, man?
No, dude, I love cocaine. Oh, what are you talking about?
Okay, we're gonna have to. I think we need to go to a hospital, buddy.
Nah, man, hospitals are for fucking pussies. They don't do cocaine in the hospitals. I do cocaine.
In the hospitals?
Oh, yeah. No, I snorted right off the nurse's fucking hands because she's a woman, and there's nowhere else to snort it off her.
Did you put the cocaine in all of the bottles of our hot sauce?
Abso-fucking-lutely!
What? Dude, we can't sell that. That's illegal.
It's not illegal if we don't say anything about it. Which we are right now, so maybe we should shut up about it and not say anything. We don't have cocaine in our hot sauce. Never did it. No, I don't know who you are. Oh, what are you doing here, Gabe? Who is this guy? Officer, I've never met this man in my life.
Oh, okay. So if you've already bought some of our hot sauce, please don't... Fuck this. Hey, okay, so Kurt, that that beer fried whatever... Funnel cake was fucking amazing.
Yeah, it was delicious. Oh my god. It was
really good.
So good. The best powdered sugar really made it.
Powdered sugar and, that big bubble of beer.
Yeah.
Wait, Colette, what are you...
Yummy. The Summerfest, man.
Colette, what are you doing here still? This is our debate. Are you, leading it or something?
You asked me to despite my social anxiety.
Oh. I asked you to because apparently I just got a call from Fox News. We were going to get Claire Smithson... Who did the last one? But apparently, she was taken. She got arrested for taking a shit in someone's car.
Oh,
yeah,
that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah,
huh?
That does make a lot of sense
because she was in the studio when Colette was cleaning up the poop.
Yeah, we can explain the backstory, or people could just listen back to that episode. I believe it was Shiner Bach.
Yep, Shiner Bach. That's a plug for our own show. That's it.
Oh god. I asked Colette if she can moderate the panel here, and you've done this before, right?
Yeah, I've done a bit of journalism and things like that before.
Oh, well, there we go. I think she did a bit of journalism or something like that before, so she's qualified for this.
Hashtag Gonzo. All right. Am I ready? Am I ready?
Are you ready, Kurt?
I don't know, Kurt.
Now, we haven't announced... I mean, when she goes up there, she's going to announce which party we're you're running for.
Oh, yeah. What did you say that was again?
Yeah, so I was taking a big old piss yesterday, and I came up with it while I was... we're going to be called Vape Nation Party.
Vape Nation?
Vape Nation Party.
Yep.
Do you have, stickers and merch?
Yeah, we actually have our own mod boxes that we sell.
Yeah, no.
And our own vape juice.
Yeah,
and they all say Vape Nation on it?
Yeah, Vape Nation.
It's Gator Saw's vape juice.
And it has our slogan, I love kids.
Perfect, yeah.
Yeah.
I what kids or I love kids?
He loves kids.
I love kids. You can't see, you gotta let them know that you are in love with children. And so
We actually considered putting I Am In Love With Kids.
Our
just really thinking out for the youth.
Dan thought that was a little
bit... Or Give Me Your Kids.
Yeah, Dan thought that was...
Give Me Your Kids.
He thought that was a little bit too edgy, which...
I Want Your Child.
That
was another one we thought of.
Fuck, please, I'm desperate.
Get In My Van.
Sleep Well, Kitties.
Yeah, Get In My Van.
Fuck, please, I'm desperate. Give Me Your Children.
So, we're running for Vape Nation, and as I said earlier, I mean, we only found... It turned out there was another candidate for Vape Nation for the party.
And I just came up with that, a week ago.
Yeah, it's crazy. Apparently, this guy's been trying to run on this platform his whole life. So we're gonna hear from him later.
All right, cool. So, I'm gonna walk up on there.
All right, right, I guess, here we go. Before we begin, there's our contestants, or candidates, right, that's, sorry, I'm so used to pageants here. Here is, Kurt Dehert.
Yeah, that's me.
It's a Kurt yes. Burkhardt.
Kurt Burkhardt. Got it. He only wrote Kurt Dehert on the
Dude, you paper, don't write your fucking Twitter handle on your... Jesus.
Well, yeah, but how am I supposed to vote?
Then here we have...
Is this what this is for?
It's a clout, bro. It's clout life.
You're running for president to promote yourself yes. on Twitter?
Gabe, get out of here. You're not supposed to be here.
Instead of plugging your SoundCloud at the end of...
Come on, go! You distracted everyone. And then... we have Kurt, as we said, but we also have Mr. Angus McFlagerton.
Angus McFlagerton, that's my name.
Flagerton. Would you like to start us off with introducing your campaign just a little bit?
Yes, my name is Angus McFlagerton, and I'm running for President of the United States. My campaign is based on the very provision that America is not ready for the incoming doom... And it was prophesied back in Mayan times.
I see. Okay. And Kurt, would you like to briefly introduce your platform?
I love children.
Okay. All right. Anyway, we have a few questions from the audience. And again, if you're listening, you can go to Twitter at SauceGator, or email at GatorSaucePodcast@gmail.com. Your questions that you have... For the candidates. But we'll begin. The first one I have up is, what is the best method for clapping?
Oh, the best method for clapping. Now, I've been clapping, as a matter of course, of Affluenta, Florida. It's about 2 miles away. You get off of exit 3. All right, you drive a couple hundred miles. As soon as you see the giant alligator, turn the other way. It's not worth it. So my best method as mayor of Affluenta, Georgia, and I've been clapping for a number of years. Now, let me tell you, I was voted the number one clapper of the city, and we have quite a large population. I believe that the best method of clapping is not with your hands, but with your feet.
Interesting. What an answer. Would you care to demonstrate?
Yes!
Oh, wow, that was actually pretty impressive, guys.
I already had my shoes off.
It was one, and it was very powerful.
Damn.
Kurt, would you like to give us your answer for what is the best method of clapping?
Yeah, hold on. Does this thing work?
Hello?
Okay. Yeah, hey, guys, I'm Kurt, if you didn't know. I think the best method for clapping is the ass cheeks. Hey, get those strippers out here. Woo!
And I'm afraid I'm supposed to ask you to, demonstrate.
Demonstrate? Yeah, listen to this. Thank you.
I think that's a good, answer to our question, so we're gonna move on. And the next question I have is... What are your thoughts on pineapple on pizzas?
Okay, I'll go first now. Now, of course, you didn't let me finish at first when I was talking about my campaign promises.
My apologies.
One of the biggest platforms I'm running on is the idea that every man and woman should have to do at least 18 sessions of ayahuasca before they can legally vote.
What was that? What?
Ayahuasca.
Ayahuasca.
Ayahuasca. It's a traditional Native American beverage that will bring on hallucinations and let you communicate with the spirit world.
Yeah, I butt-chugged that once. It was fun. I get what you say, Matt. Yeah, good. Go on.
Now, many of the ayahuasca trips that I have been on have shown me one thing. And that is that pineapple on pizza is from the devil.
I see.
I'm going to have to disagree with you, sir. I think instead of pineapple on pizza, you should just order pineapple-shaped pizza.
There you go.
Yeah. And or just order pineapples from the pizza places. I believe in. I
now does the pineapple shaped pizza have any? Does it have any pineapples on it?
No.
Well, then I'm for it. I don't mind it.
Yeah, you either eat the pizza or you eat the pineapple. But like, if you're gonna put pineapple on a pizza, you don't cut it. You just put the whole fruit on it.
Okay, I'm going to take those as your answers, and then we're going to move on. How will you promote your campaign on social media? Or will you set up a convention of sorts to find followers?
I'll answer.
Well, I've been on MySpace
since... Hey, no, no, this is my question.
Get off me!
No, no,
put your dick away!
No, no, it's mine! Ah! All right, sorry about that, folks. I promise I will never do that as a president. This guy's just... He has a small dick, and I'm dickophobic.
Anyway, Kurt, yes. Returning to the question, how will you promote yourself on social media, or will you set up a convention?
Actually, what I'm going to do is I'm going to plant a series of bombs in very strategic locations at the local zoo. And when the bombs explode, they will say, "Vote for Kurt. I love children." And... it's like a fireworks show, but a lot more dead animals.
Well, my MySpace has been active since 2003.
Interesting. How many followers does it have?
It's not followers. You friend each other.
Oh, I see.
In my top five, by the way, I have Dick Cheney.
He did 9/11.
Yeah, well, I'm not quite sure about that. But you can also find me on LinkedIn. And on the official NRA social media platform.
Interesting.
Does that mean you're for guns? I'm sorry, I don't mean to overrule you, Miss Moderator.
Well, now, from in the city of Affluenta, Florida, one thing we teach everybody is as soon as they're off the teat, they're armed to the teeth.
Gotcha.
It's on my platform. We want to arm children. That's what I wanted to say.
I see. On
I feel like children should have arms.
Another question. What?
I feel that children should have arms. You know, it's kind of messed up. Like, imagine if a child didn't have arms. You have to arm a child. If they don't have arms, how are they going to make macaroni projects for me? And say how great our president is and clap with their hands.
Now, just because our town has had 300 school shootings in the last 2 years does not take away from the fact that guns are pivotal to a child's education.
Oh, we're talking about guns. I mean, I think we should ban all guns except for potato cannons. And we should, I mean, even up to the military. Even in the military, instead of real guns, we just kill people with potato cannons.
I think there was a war fought in Australia with just potato cannons.
Sounds about right.
One of my campaign promises is that we're going to colonize Australia.
Again?
And turn it into and we're going to turn it into a kangaroo farm.
Have you ever had kangaroo meat?
Oh, we're gonna.
Moving on,
but it's gonna taste great. I guess we'll find out.
From this. We have another question. Should AI prostitutes be a thing? Detroit become human style.
Wait, who was that robot I fucked in the back room?
That was me.
Oh, god damn it.
Oh, gosh.
But I agree with AI. We should, no, but I don't want the Detroit become human robot prostitutes. I want, like, big, like, cone... I just want cones that are robots that have, like, a hole you can stick in.
You want to fuck R2-D2.
Yeah, honestly, like, look at him. He doesn't talk. I mean, he does, but you can't tell what he's saying, so you can't say stop.
From this, how would robot prostitution thrive in your county and your government?
Well, I'd be using the robots a lot, let me tell you. I would create a sales spike in robot prostitution market. Incredibly. All those quarters I'm putting into the slot to get my dick sucked by R2-D2? Hella.
Do the robots get to make some of the money?
No, they don't have rights.
Oh, I see.
Now, it is my belief Now, I believe in a more Westworld type of robot prostitution situation. And that's actually another platform I'm running on, is I want to colonize Canada and turn it into our own personal Westworld.
Oh, so an amusement park for robots, but a lot more sex.
Yes, but instead of robots, we use real people.
Wait, how is that Westworld then?
It's like Westworld. You can see Shrek. You have your own adventures. You fuck the prostitutes. You shoot people. You kill people. People get killed. But we use real people instead of robots.
All right. moderator, next.
It's going to be set in the amusement park capital of America, Canada.
Moderator, next question.
Oh, of course.
Hey, Gabe, could you come here real quick? Hold on, I need to talk to my campaign supervisor.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, do you think I should slander the other opponent?
What do you mean slander? Like, make false accusations?
Yeah.
First of all, that's really bad. You can get sued.
I mean, it's also really good if the crowd believes him. I mean, me.
Well, you know, one thing my dad always used to say is you miss 100% of the shots you never take, so.
Isn't that Wayne Gretzky? And
that was before he died.
Is your dad Wayne Gretzky?
Yeah, my dad was not Wayne Gretzky.
Oh, okay. Well, so you're saying yes to the slander.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, get off the stage. My opponent is a racist who fucks dogs. And
I do not. No.
He likes to lick dog assholes.
Now two of those three things you just said are true.
Angus.
I will not say which ones.
His real name is Anus McFlagerton.
Oh, no.
Okay, that is not correct. That is my great aunt, Anus McFlagerton. God bless her soul.
His pee-pee.
And I am not a racist.
His pee-pee is small because of all the racist comments he's made.
Now, I am not a racist. I can tell you there is not a racist bone in my body.
But you're not denying that your penis is small.
Look, my penis, and first of all, I would make it part of the census that every man has to report the size of his flaccid and erect penis. Now, compared to the rest of the population of Affluenta, Florida, of which I am the mayor of, I was elected on the platform that it's not the size of the ship, it's how you steer it. What's so funny about that?
I'm sorry. Hey, Colette, do you have any more questions?
If a black man can be president, then so can a man with a 2-inch penis.
Miss Colette Kent, do you have any more questions for us?
No, I don't think I do.
All right, so we'll take some from the crowd. You there. Yeah, you have a question. Yeah, I was wondering how you're gonna deal with gator taxes. You know, the government's been putting taxes on our gators, and it's really starting to piss me off because I got 50,000 gators in my backyard, and they all smell like feet, but they're my best friends. What do you want, tax? I don't want tax on my 50,000 gators, you know what I mean? I believe
now, as president of the United States. Now, first of all, let me clarify: as mayor of Affluenta, Florida, it has always been against my beliefs that we should tax people for the gators in their backyard. But one thing that I can tell you, I am in support of, and I think every person in the Upper Florida region would agree with me, is why aren't we taxing the gators themselves?
I actually...
Now, if you haven't studied cosmology, the old Mayan ruins of which I mentioned before, you know the importance of gator eggs and rituals that may enlighten a person to the point where they are able to accomplish more. Now, I believe that by removing these eggs from these gators, We are therefore taxing them while helping the human race.
I partly agree with Mr. Flagton. I believe that you should only tax...
I am so high right now!
I believe that we should only tax gators that are in your front yard, because that is a nuisance to lawn care. And I do agree that we need to tax the gators themselves. You know, why aren't we taxing fish? Why aren't we taxing dolphins? I mean, they live here rent-free. What the fuck? They gotta pay taxes.
We would make so much money off of the spiders.
Exactly! They crawl under my pants, and they're like, I'm gonna live here. And I'm like, are you paying taxes? And then they get the fuck out. So, tax animals. We got one more question from the crowd.
Hi, I wanna know, Mr. President, do you think that kids should be allowed to drink alcohol?
First of all, I love kids. So, yes. In fact, alcohol makes it easier to love kids. You know what I mean? Drunk kids are great. I think they're fine. They're much easier to talk to and persuade to do things with. Yeah.
I have no idea what that's supposed to mean, but as President of the United States, one of the platforms I have already mentioned that I am running on is the idea that every man and woman should have to do at least 18 sessions of ayahuasca before they are legally allowed to vote.
What was that? Ayahuasca?
Ayahuasca. Yeah,
ayahuasca?
It's ayahuasca. You gotta put
it's hard to pronounce, like Smithson.
You gotta put some phlegm into it. Just like
ayahuasca.
It's just like you treat an asshole the same way.
Ayahuasca!
Yeah, you treat an asshole the same way you treat that word. You put phlegm in it.
Well, on the children's education platform, though, I believe that every child should be supplied free CBD oil from the time they enter middle school, so that by the time they graduate college, they are doing at least 3 sessions of DMT every day.
The absolute same thing.
So I guess we've heard a lot from both candidates. Now it's time for closing thoughts. Angus, would you like to start?
Well, my name is Angus McFlagerton, and as mayor of the city of Affluenta, Florida, I have led this great city to many successful years. And I believe that all American people, all men, women, children, and gators should be considered equal. And I believe that it is every man's right to wed with his gator, only if the relationship is mutually consensual. I believe that by creating this man and gator unity, we can create another race of humans, one to combat the reptilians and help our fellow gray aliens escape this world, and so that we may live. I've been shot again. Oh, 3 bullets. She keeps shooting my leg. Ow.
And the last one for the carny hit list.
Oh, somebody stop here.
Whoa, that was...
Holy shit, somebody shot this guy. Whoa. The fuck?
Well, that's cool. Look at all that blood.
Oh my... What the... Glad, what the fuck are you doing? Put that thing away.
Put that thing back where it came from, or so help me.
My 12-foot...
Oh, God, jeez, did anyone see you?
You're literally at the moderator's stand.
Please, freeze.
Colette, get the fuck out of
put
here.
Put that gun away.
Go to the porta potty. Run to the porta potty. Run.
Oh my God!
Oh my God! She's shooting them all. So many cops are dead. Where did you get that?
Oh wow!
Oh my God!
All the cops are dead. That was.
Yeah, you literally killed them all, and we barely escaped.
Wow! Yeah.
Is anyone shot? Everyone, check yourself.
I have to go back. Yeah. I have to go back to the stage real quick. I have to give my closing statement.
Oh my God, my fucking ear! Yeah. Where is my ear?
Oh, Gabe, you never had an ear to begin with.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I'm good. All right, so Kurt, you know you're going to say for this closing statement?
Yeah, I got
this.
Oh,
my God. I'm glad the crowd's coming back, too. That was, at least they didn't leave.
Colette, you hide in the porta-potty. We'll meet you at the end to review the beer and everything, okay?
All right, I'll see you in the porta-potty.
All right. All right, walking up the stage. All right, here we go.
Is anyone listening?
Hey, is anybody still listening? Hi, this is yeah.
Looks like they're all kind of going away, Kurt. I don't think
they
want to hear this.
Get your asses back here, you fucking cucks, you goddamn pieces.
Kurt, look at me. What? Look at me. Kurt, this is the moment you're going to have to give the best damn speech of your life.
All right.
If you want to win this crowd back, you're going to have to prove to them that you can be the best president of the United States ever.
Cool. Let me
at least just better than Trump.
I got a soundtrack and everything. Let me hit my jewel real quick. All right.
Fake Nation.
My fellow Americans, this is your president speaking, your soon-to-be president, Kurt Burkhardt, member of the Vape Nation Party. I promise that I will turn this country around. I will make America free again, and I will make you love kids. I love kids. That's my slogan. I believe that kids are the best thing in the world, and they should be treated with respect. Weed should also be legal, and enemas should be available to every man, woman, and child, regardless of their race, creed, or bisexuality. I hope to God this country will love Mexicans again and eat at Taco Bell less than the local Mexican food restaurants. This is my closing statement, and I want to say to all of you Americans, fuck the police. Amen. That's how I'm supposed to end, right? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. Bye.
Oh, Kurt, I mean, we got some of them back, I guess.
That was a moving speech. I felt inspired.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, look, we still have a long campaign ahead of us. A long, long fucking campaign ahead of us.
Let's get back to the porta potty. We have to finish this episode.
We did manage to sell a few stickers. Kurt for president.
All right, we're back at the porta potty. All right, open
up. Oh, thank God.
Hey, so
it was getting lonely in this.
God damn, Colette, what you doing here? Jesus,
what? I'm
allergic
to dairy.
Oh my God.
Gee, you ate that cheese cow? Did you eat the cheese cow? The cow they made out of cheese. Did you do that again? Oh, God damn it! All right. Whatever. Oh, all right. Are you guys ready to end this shit? This was a day. Yeah. This is a day in the life of Gator Sauce, also a Beatles song. You guys ready to rate our beer?
Yeah, so once again, the name of the beer is Sierra Nevada Summerfest.
What's the, what are we rating it with?
Well, so we're rating it with a new scale. You want
to
introduce
Well, it's going to be the finger scale, but we have to say it is trademarked by the lesbians first. Because Ellen DeGeneres gave us she gave us a pass to do whatever, and she was like, yeah, that's fine.
She gave us the lesbian pass. It's different than the gay pass.
Yeah, it's a little bit different. So
it's a whole other thing.
She gave us a pass on this one.
The F word
so
pass,
like,
but
right.
Not that one. The other F word.
All right. So I'll go first. Honestly, I'm gonna say the beer at first did not surprise me, but then as I kept on drinking it, I liked it a lot more. Like, a lot more. I would drink this. This and Leinenkugel are, like, summer beers. I'll give it that. The finger scale, brought to you by Lesbians R Us, is going to be the Bloods logo. Except, you know where you spell blood out with all of your fingers? That's what it is. Because you know what? It's crunk, it's dank, and it fucking slaps, bro. I like it.
Wow. Wow, that's... Okay. So, for me, I thought... Yeah, I was actually... I mean, at first I didn't like it either, but It is a really good summer beer. I would love to be drinking this in the hot sun. It's very crisp.
Yeah.
Very crisp, and it says that on the bottle, too. Mm-hmm. But I guess on the finger scale...
trademarked by the lesbians.
Trademarked by the lesbian... Lesbianis. It's a new podcast on the Gator Sauce Network.
Yeah, you won't see it till like 4 years. You can hear an ad for that later.
Yeah. Okay, so on the finger scale, I would rate it as... so it's pretty much like E.T., when he's going to touch the kid's finger and there's the light coming out of it.
Yeah. Wow, light's coming out of your finger. Holy shit.
Yeah, so it's just pretty much that. And I think what that means is me and this beer had a pretty funky relationship. At first, I was like, I don't know about this. And the beer looked at me. It's like, I don't know about him. And eventually, we went on a journey together and we grew and we got to know each other a little bit better. And we realized that just because someone was born a certain way doesn't mean that they're a bad person for it.
Amen. Colette, you're not.
Mine. I'm gonna tell you the finger scale rating first. It's gonna be
brought to you by Lesbians Corporation.
Of course, two pinky fingers in the sky rotating backwards from each other, so they're going opposite ways.
So one's going clockwise, the other one's going counterclockwise.
Yes, at the exact same time.
Right. What does that mean?
And that's just gonna represent the very sunny feeling. But they're also not connected, so I'm not completely satisfied by this beer.
Okay. It means something.
Yeah, wow. Oof.
Yeah.
Ah.
Whew.
Woof.
Oh, God.
Oh, I need to sit down. Oh, wait. I need to lay down. All right. So that was our show. Any closing remarks for us, Gabe?
So, I mean, pretty much, I think you heard the presenter, moderator, Colette, when she was moderating earlier, she said, if you won't have any questions for Colette, or any questions for us, you want to just send anything to us and have a letter read on the podcast, or, you know, tell us that you're there listening and that you care about us. We mean something to you.
Not a lot of people.
Just
send out a tweet.
Send it to at @SauceGator on Twitter, and we're also at @SauceGator on Instagram. We post some memes sometimes.
Yep, and my personal Twitter is at Kurt DeHurt. There's between each word, there's an underscore.
And then you can find me at Gasvia on Twitter, GASVIA underscore. And then also there's the Gator Sauce email. It's called at GatorSaucePodcast@gmail.com.
Very straightforward.
And then finally we have Colette, our guest. Hey, Colette.
I'm on Instagram as Colette Kent, but I'm also on Twitter as at That Dead Girl.
Oh, and that's
why That Dead Girl?
That's ColletteKent.
Yeah. Damn. Underscore in the middle.
Yep.
We linked all this stuff. If you just scroll down on the episode description, it's all there.
All right. Well, guys, lick my asshole and good night, New York.
Good morning, Atlanta.
Hi, I'm Dan. All
right. And good twilight, Missouri.
Bye.